We'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight Trish Hernandez from South Shore, Director of Marketing and Development for the South Shore Arts. And of course, she would like to talk about several things that's going on there. But first and foremost is the virtual Bozarth Mall, which is their 27th annual event called Bridge the Gap. Trish, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Esther. I'm very happy to be here. Well, yes, we postponed our ball. It's usually the first Friday in June, and it raises about $225,000 for us. And so, of course, we had to postpone it to September 25th, but then we realized that we really needed to go virtual like so many others with the ball. So Bridge the Gap is just that, bridging the gap, helping us with a financial gap that was created by not being able to have our Beaux-Arts Ball in a traditional way, and also any of the other fundraising events and classes and everything that we do to generate revenue. So we have co-chairs. We have Dr. Rebecca Galante, Corey Heck, Amy Kufos, and Jenny Yalowitz. And it's an invitation to give. And you can give at a lot of different levels, a different bridge for each level. Of course, we have to make it somewhat fun. So you can be a Brooklyn Bridge at $5,000. You can be a DeSable Bridge, one of my favorites in Chicago, at $500. Or you could be a 7-mile bridge down in the Keys, and that's just whatever you want. All donations are just greatly appreciated and welcomed, and all the donations can be given on our website, and that's South Shore Arts. online.org, and it'll just walk you through everything. You hit the picture, click the picture, and it'll take you right to a giving page. But the main thing is to sustain the arts, to sustain our mission and what we're doing. So when we can all get back and meet and gather and do things somewhat like we did, we'll be ready for that. And also we're doing kids programs like in packets and giving them to teachers to take into the schoolrooms, because we can no longer go into the school and deliver any programming to the teachers. So we're trying to do all these things that still reach out to people. Lots of opportunities online too. So it's doing the best we can. We wanted to raise $60,000. I'm happy to say we've already gone over that. So of course, being a development director, our new goal is $80,000, and I'm hoping that we can reach that by September 25th with help, a little help from all of our friends out there. We are having a Zoom party.
Excellent. Is that for the ball, or is that?
Yeah, for the ball. It is on September 25th when we were originally going to have it. It's at 6 o'clock to 6:30. And we're going to have a toast to thank people who contributed. And we will have a little bit of programming, talk about what we're doing, and celebrate the arts and kind of announce our results. So it's just a little nice way to do closure. It's not going to be like an actual event, more like an update and for some closure and fun. We all like some fun these days.
That's true. So, Tricia, how much in advance is South Shore Arts planning a virtual future for events? Do you have a calendar going X amount of events online, exhibits and otherwise? Can you give us sort of a hint as to what's happening?
Sure. Well, our events that we have scheduled in the future right now, we're planning on doing a combination of both. We're planning on being able to social distance and monitor the amount of people that visit the gallery at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. So coming up, we have Barbara Meeker, and she is a celebrated area artist and big South Shore Arts supporter. She's taught art or been an educator in Northwest Indiana for like 60 years. So very, very well known, and we're doing a career retrospective for her, and that opens September 25th. In the gallery, there will be some representation online too. And what's cool about Barbara is she is going to donate some proceeds from any artwork that is sold during this particular exhibit to South Shore Arts and Hospice of the Calumet area. So that's a really nice thing that she is doing, and her work is very celebrated and very well known. She's, like I said, been a teacher, an educator, and just a very important part of the arts community for 60 years. So we've got that going on, and then we roll right into the Salon Show, which started South Shore Arts in 1936.
Yeah, everybody looks forward to that.
And I've been privileged to be in that, Trish. Well, you have just a few more seconds. Give us the website once more again real quick here for the Beaux-Arts Ball, the Bridge the Gap.
Sure. It is southshoreartsonline.org.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Trisha Hernandez from South Shore Arts, Director of Marketing and Development. Thanks for being on our Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.